This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We're still continuing Sisakonala Engilosi Primary School, and right now I do have Mrs. Salushini Pillay, who is an English Subjects Advisor for the Umlazi District within the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Education.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm just going to welcome her on MUT Radio. Mrs. Pillay, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here.
Yes, so I'm not going to waste time because there's food involved, so people get angry. But let me start here. This is a competition, a reading competition hosted by CEAD. So as a subjects advisor, English subjects advisor for Umlazi districts, what does this mean for Umlazi, this competition?
This really means a lot to Umlazi district, particularly to the Department of Education. Because having MUT on board to work with our schools, specifically with targeted schools in specific circuits, it actually extends the arm of the Department of Education. It extends our learners, it extends our teachers, and it allows them to develop and really focus on that area that is so crucial for our entire country. We all know the results of the Pearl study. We also know that the president has a specific injunction regarding reading in this country, where all 10-year-olds are expected to read for meanings. And this contributes to that in such a huge way. So we really excited to have MUT on board. It's a partnership now for the last 2 years, and we actually look forward to it as a district and our schools. We can actually see the impact that it's had on our schools.
That is very insightful. So just to keep the ball rolling, so how does this competition align with the Department of Education strategy?
So actually at the moment we have what we call a reading strategy. It's a national reading strategy, which filters down to the province and which filters down to the district. And one of the pillars of that strategy is community development and community organization and community involvement and partnerships with community organizations. So this forms a very strategic and crucial part of that particular reading strategy, where we are actually able to bring in an institution like MUT and other institutions for that matter that have a very significant community outreach. So we're thrilled about that, that it actually aligns so perfectly with our reading strategy and to the pillars of our reading strategy.
Yes, so you've been a teacher, I'm sure. You've been a
teacher. Yes, of course, at some point.
Way back.
And yes. I actually missed the classroom and I missed the reading aspect of that. But we're involved with learners all the time and schools. And so we get very excited when we get to engage with learners.
Yes, now you're an advisor.
Like today, for example, and the kind of interaction that we've had with our teachers and our learners and so on. It's really heartwarming when we have to go back to the classroom.
Yes, so where I'm heading with this, I want to know, what impact have you seen on students, maybe reading habits along?
Well, you know, we were part of the program last year. And if we look at the same schools being involved this year, we can actually be able to judge and see that development. So I'm so impressed with the standard, because I was also one of the judges for this competition. I'm impressed with the standard of reading and fluency and delivery that the learners have when they actually read. But more than that, remember that what is crucial is not just reading, but reading with understanding and comprehension. So what we did was we factored in questions, crucial questions, into the reading competition to be able to gauge whether learners are comprehending what they've read. And I was so impressed with the learners because they were able to read fluently and also read with comprehension. So we are really heading in the right direction with this kind of competition.
So before I let you go, one last one. Can you tell us what advice would you give a student who wants to improve their reading skills, even outside of this competition?
You know, there's only one thing about reading, and I think it's a message for our entire country as well, that reading must be a habit. We have to get into the habit of reading. Whenever we have some spare time, have a book that we can read. You know, of course, I know that in the modern era that we are living in, we're all looking at our electronic devices and so on. And yes, while that's important, there isn't really a substitute for actually feeling the leaves of the page of a book. And that's what's important. And I think if we get into the habit of reading something, tell ourselves that before we go to bed at night, let's read something. Even if it is just our religious text or the Bible. Because there are so many beautiful stories in our religious texts like the Bible. So if we do that on a regular basis, remember something, if it's a habit, it's got to be done all the time. So we've got to be able to read all the time, find reading material for us to read all the time, and read for pleasure and enjoyment. Because remember that successful people are readers, winners are readers. So that's the message that I have to everyone out there, not just our learners, but to society in general, to every single person in this country. Just pick up whatever you can read, develop the habit of reading, and make sure that reading is done for pleasure more than anything else.
Thank you very much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.